Good morning and welcome to Focus on Health, the weekly radio program where we talk about all the great things happening at Van Deese Medical Center. I am your host, Lori Foster, and joining us today is one of our nurse practitioners at Van Deese Family Health Clinic, Amanda Langford. Good morning, Amanda, and thank you for joining us today.
Good morning. Thank you for having me today.
This is a great time to be talking about pediatric and young adult healthcare prior to back to school time in August, which is very hard to believe. As we know, children grow and change rapidly, and each stage of development comes with its own set of health priorities. Let's talk through these stages and discuss why regular checkups and vaccinations are crucial for ensuring your child's health and well-being.
Absolutely. So every step that the kiddos have has different pros and cons to them. So infancy is an area that we consider to be birth to 1 year of age. We see them quite frequently in the clinic during this time period. Babies go through a significant growth and development. They have key milestones as rolling over, sitting up, saying fun words, which is obviously something that as parents we all love. Health priorities, though, during this time include monitoring their growth, making sure they're getting proper nutrition, whether that be breastfeeding or formula. If it is breastfeeding, we also have lactation services available that we can help you out with here, too. And then also discussing all the vaccinations to protect them against different diseases like measles, mumps, whooping cough, those sort of things. Then after the first year, we kind of start to slow down a little bit. We still see them pretty frequently from age 1 to age 2, and then after age 2, we see them just yearly. In early childhood, though, kiddos are walking around, they're talking more, and developing social skills. So it's a fun time to see them because they interact with us a little bit more. Regular checkups still track their growth and development, and then still, again, we're still talking about nutritional needs. Vaccines continue to be important as they're getting more boosters in order to keep themselves safe and also those around them. And middle school becomes a little bit more challenging as children start school and developing more independence. Their milestones continue getting more coordination, playing sports, reading, and forming relationships. Regular checkups, though, ensure that they're growing well and they're staying active, but then also talking about that healthy diet that they're going to start being a part of making their choices. Screenings for vision and hearing are also important during this stage. We want to make sure that we're getting early interventions if any of those are concerns. Adolescence is always a fun stage. That's ages, 12 to 18. A rapid amount of physical growth, emotional changes, social changes are occurring. Teenagers experience puberty during this time period, so they're, having significant changes with their bodies and their minds. Sometimes that's scary to them, and they're not quite sure what's going on. So having them come in and having that relationship that we've seen them from the last few years, they're more apt to talk to us about questions, too. So regular checkups during adolescence, again, growth and development. Mental health also is something we want to start discussing with them to making sure that they're feeling that things are going well in that aspect as well. Substance abuse, sexual health, and nutrition. During this time period, also for seventh grade, they're going to need vaccines again of another booster and then a meningitis vaccine, which would be new to them at that stage. And then, of course, always talking with parents also about HPV, not required for school, but definitely recommended to help keep our kids safe. Young adulthood is the 19 to 21 years. So, right out of high school and then starting into college area, obviously they have a lot of independence at that point. But we want to continue to stress with them importance of preventative care and then chronic health conditions that they may have developed at that point or that they're starting to develop and not quite sure what's going on with them. So making sure that we're able to help them with lifestyle choices as far as diet, exercise, mental health, and well-being. And then if they're going to be traveling, going to college, or just traveling for fun, we want to make sure that they have the vaccinations that they need to keep them safe at that point. So really, truly, regular checkups and vaccinations are vital in every stage of our development, a little bit different with each stages, but very important that we keep, kind of an eye on potential health concerns, development and growth is on track, and then helping them with any concerns that they have and just building a relationship with them. The vaccines are also important in order to keep the individual safe, but then also the community by, decreasing the spread of the contagious diseases too.
Excellent. Amanda, I'm thrilled that you mentioned even that young adulthood period when kids are going off to college because, I've seen it in my own kids. That's the time where they're away from parents and often their healthcare needs, their dental needs kind of go by the wayside. And so we're going to be talking during the program about why it is so important to keep up those regular checkups and vaccinations. So I appreciate you touching on that age group as well. Let's move to some common health issues. Children and young adults are vulnerable to a range of health issues that can significantly impact their quality of life. Let's discuss some of the most common health problems and why early detection and timely intervention are both crucial.
Absolutely. So we, of course, love to see the kiddos for all of their well child checks, but there's going to be times during their life that they're not going to feel well, and they're going to need to come in for that too. So allergies, whether they be environmental or food allergies, or even an allergic reaction to a medication that we've given them, we want to make sure that we're staying on top of those things as well. Symptoms for those can be very mild, just, you know, runny nose, itchy eyes, sneezing, that sort of thing. But then they can also be very severe as far as anaphylactic as well. So if we can identify any allergies that kiddos have, do some testing and observation with that, and then obviously we can help keep them safer in the long run. One thing that we can also discuss during well child checks if they're having difficulty with feeding. Sometimes parents will come in and say, you know, like they're extra fussy or they're super constipated or they're just not tolerating their formulas. Sometimes that can lead into food allergies as well. So kind of working with each other throughout the whole plan in order for us to have an action plan as what to do when the potential allergens come in place. Then another thing that comes, you know, kind of hand in hand with allergies can be asthma, and that's a chronic respiratory condition that affects lots of people, children, adults, young adults as well. Symptoms of that is more of the wheezing, coughing, and the shortness of breath. If we can have an early diagnosis of that and then tailor their action plan for them, they'll have a green, yellow, and a red so that we know how to manage their condition when they're feeling well and having them kind of as their preventative, and then what to do when they get sick, and then how do we help them when they're really feeling poorly. So regular checkups help with that so that we can monitor their lung function and then making sure that the parents are aware of the action plan, the kiddos are aware of the action plan, and then obviously that the school can too if they need to as well.
Right.
So another concern that we have is childhood obesity. So we've talked about in the past that while child checks, we talk a lot about nutrition and making good choices. This is a growing concern, and it can lead to a lot of serious health problems later on in life. So diabetes, hypertension, and heart disease. Some of the early interventions that we can do is having a balanced diet and exercising, and then educating our families as far as what are lifestyle choices. Another thing that well child checks help out with is that we monitor their weight and then can provide them more information about that as well. Mental health concerns, we talked about more with school age kids, but it can be seen in younger kids as well. And then definitely as you're going to college and, you know, moving out of home, those are all changes that occur with us. So anxiety, depression, behavioral disorders, they're increasingly prevalent around kiddos and young adults. So early detection is crucial. We want to make sure that we're not leaving anything untreated that could lead to long-term consequences. Parents, teachers, and us as healthcare providers all need to be working together. So if we can help you with coming up with plans for your kiddos for school, and then also notifying and knowing all the different signs for mental health struggles. We have mental health providers here that specialize in that as well, that we can help them get set up with them too. Counseling services are always beneficial. Sometimes just talking things through and getting it off your chest is very beneficial for kids and young adults as well, and regular adults too. Some of the more common health concerns too are infectious diseases. So kids are more prone to get infections such as flu, ear infections, and strep. Typically, we know that viruses affect the youngest the hardest and then the oldest the hardest. Mm-hmm. So kiddos can always be affected by those too. So making sure that our kiddos know how to properly wash their hands, that they're vaccinated for the vaccines that we're able to offer them and any of the illnesses that they could prevent there. And then prompt medical attention so that we can manage any of the infections that they do have. Dental health, like you talked about, you know, kiddos going away to college, sometimes they forget they need to see a dentist mm-hmm. on a regular basis. So, you know, if we've instilled upon them of good hygiene, of brushing their teeth and flossing and that sort of thing, then we can help prevent, you know, cavities and then gum disease later on. So those are all wonderful habits for us to kind of just instill in them on a regular basis. Of course, it's summertime, and even, you know, once the snow starts falling and they're playing in the snow too, injuries always happen with kids. So young children and young adults are active. We want them to be active and participate in sports, but they also can have physical injuries too. So wearing a helmet, wearing protective gear, wearing your seatbelt, all of those things can help prevent injuries too.
Great. Lots of great information you're sharing. Thank you, Amanda. At this point, now I'm going to kind of transition into that young adulthood stage, which there are a lot of changes taking place, and it can be challenging. A lot of physical, emotional, social changes happening. So navigating this can be challenging for teenagers, their parents, families. Let's talk about some key health considerations and the importance of providing and showing support and guidance during these formative years.
Sure. So puberty is always the first thing that we think of, and that's kind of the beginning of adolescence, middle school type age time, involving a series of physical changes as the kiddos start to develop into young adults. So they're going to have growth spurts. You'll notice that, oh my goodness, like they've grown 5 inches in the
exactly.
last week, development of secondary sexual characteristics. So you might notice they smell a little bit differently, or girls are starting their cycles or something of that nature. And then the hormonal shifts. So boys and girls can have hormonal shifts to where their behaviors just change some, and the way that they interact with you is changing some. So it's important for parents to communicate openly with their kids. We want the kiddos to feel as if they can come and talk to their parents about any concerns they have. If they don't feel as if they can talk to their parents about it, or they'd prefer not to, sometimes they're just embarrassed and they don't want to, we want the kiddos to feel comfortable to come and talk to us about mm-hmm. any concerns that they could have, so that we can, provide them the information that's accurate, but then also support them with any concerns that they might have at that point, too. So reproductive health is also crucial during this adolescent development. Understanding the menstrual health, contraception, and then sexually transmitted infections. Sometimes kiddos will come in and they, think something might be going on, and it's really something of a different nature. So, again, we want them to be comfortable talking with us about anything that is a concern to them, or that they're curious about, that they don't know what is right or wrong. So comprehensive sexual education, whether it's at home or at school, can give our teenagers the knowledge that they need to make the best informed decision for their bodies and their relationships. So regular medical checkups can provide a safe place for teenagers to talk with us and then receive the guidance that they need. Substance abuse is always a concern that parents have, too. Adolescents can be experiencing with substances such as alcohol, tobacco, drugs, mainly just due to curiosity, peer pressure, or even a coping mechanism if they're struggling with mental health and they're not sure what to do with that. It's essential that we educate our teenagers with the risks associated with a substance use, and then create an environment that, again, they feel comfortable coming and talking to us, asking us things, and then sharing with us the concerns that they're having so we can help them get the proper care that they need. So early interventions and support can help prevent substance abuse and associated health risks with that. Mental health is a significant concern during adolescence. Peer pressure is more intense at that point. Academic performance, social dynamics, social media, planning for the future can all lead to stress and anxiety. They're not exactly sure what's going to be happening. And then also depression, too. So encouraging an open dialogue about mental health with our kiddos, again, at home, as well as here at the doctor's office, too. So counseling and therapy services are always very beneficial, too. Maintaining a balanced diet and staying fit is important for our overall health. So we've talked about many things that can help prevent, as far as diabetes, hypertension, heart disease, that sort of thing. It also, helps boost our mood and our attitudes as well. So it promotes a healthy well-being and prevents obesity. So parents and caregivers, we want to encourage you to do those things together, even if you're taking a walk together, riding bikes together, something of that nature too.
Thank you, Amanda. I do want to take some time to talk about preventive care. Preventive care is the cornerstone of a healthy life. By adopting healthy habits early on, children and young adults can set the foundation for a lifetime of well-being. And you've referenced this during the program today. Let's talk about some of those key areas, such as nutrition, exercise, and mental health, and then go a little bit further and explore some additional tips on promoting a healthy lifestyle.
Sure. So nutrition, we've talked about that since birth. We want to make sure that they're getting proper nutrition with breastfeeding or formula, but then also acknowledging that the balanced diet is crucial for their growth and development in each stage of their life. So ensuring that the kiddos have the right nutrition, helping them prevent chronic diseases and overall health. We want to encourage a variety of fruits and vegetables in the meals. We want to choose whole grains over refined grains, and then lean meats, which is chicken, fish, beans, and nuts. We'd like to limit the sugary drinks and snacks that they have, opting out for more water and healthy snacks like fruits and nuts, decreasing the amount of monster drinks or energy drinks that we're having. Those can be very hard on our bodies too. Educating our children on the importance of portion control and then mindful eating, that we're only eating when we're really truly hungry, not that we're just bored.
Mm-hmm.
Exercise on a regular basis is essential for maintaining a healthy weight, improving our cardiovascular health, and then boosting our mental health too. So some steps that we can do with our kiddos and young adults is we want you to try to stay active for 60 minutes to moderate to vigorous activity. And really, truly for kiddos, that's pretty easy. Mm-hmm. They love to run around anyway. Maybe when you get a little bit older and you have lots of homework or college, that sort of thing, it's a little bit harder for us to find that time. But for the most steps, kiddos are able to do that. So encouraging participation in sports and activities, swimming, biking, dancing, making it fun. It can be something that you do together as a family, going on walks or hikes or playing together. Trying to limit the amount of screen time that they have, staying off that social media that can be detrimental to our mental health as well. And then encouraging good outdoor play. We want to set realistic goals, though, and we want them to be fun. If they're not realistic and they're not achievable, then no one's going to be happy with mm-hmm. those types of things. Mental health awareness is just as important as our physical health. We know promoting our mental health awareness can help our kids and our young adults manage stress and emotions effectively. So again, encouraging that open communication about our feelings and our emotions, asking questions when you have concerns. Teaching stress management techniques such as deep breathing, meditating, yoga, going for a walk. Ensure a healthy balance between school and extracurricular activities as well as downtime. We know kids get so busy sometimes, you know, they'll come in and say, I haven't had a chance to even sit down today. Mm-hmm. And really, kids should be doing those things. You know, we get super busy as adults, but we should be doing that as well. But really, truly, like, kids should have times that they're just being kids and having downtimes.
Exactly.
We don't need to run from, you know, one thing straight to the other thing. Promoting good sleep hygiene by setting regular bedtimes, limiting our screen time before bed, seeking professional help if we notice any signs of anxiety or depression, insomnia, or other mental health concerns, or even just any changes in our kiddos. Anything that we're seeing that's not quite their normal behavior, we always want to investigate.
You know, and I'm really glad that you touch on that too. You know, even though we're at the end of July and maybe not wanting to think about back to school, now is the time. And if a parent knows that their child maybe does get mm-hmm. anxious before school starts, be thinking about that now.
Absolutely.
And how you can offer that support. Maybe it is seeking additional mm-hmm. help through a healthcare provider to have those conversations. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's even seeking additional support through a mental health provider too.
Absolutely.
But we do know that kids can experience this, and it's just around the corner.
Absolutely. And even our sleep schedules too. You know, a lot of times with kiddos during the summer, our sleep schedule gets a little off because we stay up later having fun with
right.
our friends. We sleep in a little bit later. It's really hard for kids to make that transition within just a few days before school starts. So you really need to be working on that a few weeks before school starting so they get back in a routine of going to bed on time, getting up on time, eating lunch, eating breakfast, and having kind of a schedule too.
So very true.
So we also want to be a role model as parents and adults for our kiddos too. So practicing these healthy habits for ourselves is also very important. Involving our kiddos in meal planning, you know, I mean, I know my kids love to pick out what mm-hmm. we're going to have for dinner, help you cutting up the fruits and veggies, and even helping you with cooking it. It does take more time, but they love to do it, and it's good for them to learn and put an input into what they're doing.
I agree. And I have to say,
yeah.
doing that at younger ages mm-hmm. and incorporating your kids, those are habits they will have
Absolutely.
Through their lifetimes.
Yeah. And they learn the nutrition of it too. So they learn
do.
What fruits are and vegetables are and what lean meats are.
Mm-hmm.
And then they can make those choices when they go to college.
Yeah. And they like to be a part of it.
Absolutely.
They like to pick out the meal
yeah.
and help to make it.
Absolutely.
And so I encourage that. Start at a young age and
yep.
get them involved.
So we also want to have an environment that encourages that physical activity and healthy eating, but also truly having an open line of communication with our kids so that we're attentive to our children's emotional needs and that we can help them with any concerns that they're having. Scheduling those regular checkups is very important for healthcare providers to see our kiddos, to monitor health and development. Sometimes the kids too will use that opportunity to share with us concerns that they're having that maybe their parents don't know, but they feel that they can say something when they come into the clinic. So scheduling those regular checkups with healthcare providers help us to monitor their growth and development, but then also gives us kind of a well-rounded presentation of what our kids are going through, so that we can help them through every stages of their development, but then also any concerns that they have too. And we have lots of different providers in our facilities. So as they're getting a little bit older, if the male adolescents are wanting to see a male provider, we have male providers if they're more comfortable talking with them. For more of the female concerns, we have female providers to help with that as well.
Mm-hmm. And that is what I love about family practice, because it's seeing them at all ages through those stages of development. And like you said, we have several different physicians and providers, and you know what we want to establish is just that trust in a relationship of coming to the same clinic. Maybe it is seeing the same provider, and so that they do feel like they can have those conversations.
Right.
We'd rather have them having them in that setting than unsure of where to go and experiencing things and just not knowing. We really want to establish those patterns at a young age and just keep them going through a lifetime.
Absolutely. We want it just to be a trusted relationship that when they have a concern, they know that we're there to be on their side and to help them with figuring out whatever's going on in their life.
Exactly. I think I'm going to highlight, because I thought that would be like a nice conclusion to ask a little bit about your practice and the ages that you see, and then
the ages I want to see or the ages I see.
However you want to answer that. All right, Amanda, terrific information, lots of information shared today, talking about preventive care and healthy living for our pediatric through young adults. At Vandy's Family Health Clinic, what ages do you see in your practice?
I see birth to death, so I can see all ages. I'm a family nurse practitioner. I truly enjoy the relationship that I have with the families and the kiddos. I love the babies as far as the, teaching with the mamas of the different things that they're going to be seeing with their babies, and then the interaction with the kiddos when they start to develop a little bit more and having fun with them. And then talking about the, important things of life as the kids get a little bit older to adolescence too. And then it's fun to see them go away to college and then come back and tell us, all the fun things they're learning and how things are going from that too. So a family nurse, I can see everything, but I really, truly love to see the kiddos.
You do, and you do a fantastic job with the kiddos, with all ages, but I know that just kind of is near and dear to your heart.
Yes.
to have the kiddos, and we certainly appreciate your service. Thank you for sharing such great information today. For those of you listening, if you want to schedule an appointment, now is the time for those back-to-school physicals, those sports physicals. We definitely want, it's not too early, so you can call Vandy's Family Health Clinic, can make an appointment with Amanda. The number is 515-832-7800. Amanda, thank you so much for your time today.
You're welcome.
And that will do it for today's edition of Focus on Health, brought to you by Vandy's Medical Center, where our focus is you.